your final statement?
Well, can I first of all thank all the organisers, but also David, my husband, but especially all of you for coming here tonight and giving up your time to listen to the debate. I think it's very important that we have a candidate who not only understands the technical issues, and I think we'll see all four of us have looked into those issues and been meeting with the right people across London to try and address it, but actually also has a vision that we sell London to the rest of the world. And I'm someone who believes in ambition, opportunity, and enterprise. Ambition for everyone in London, whether your family's been here for centuries or for a few weeks, that you can achieve whatever your dreams are. But ambitious for London to make sure we continue being this great city that everyone wants to be part of. Opportunity should not only be available to those who come from privileged backgrounds, it should be available to those who actually fallen on hard times or been unlucky enough not to be brought up in the right family or today to be given a second chance. I want a London of opportunity. And thirdly, I want to see a London of enterprise. The great thing about London is the way that we constantly reinvent ourselves. The way that we set the right environment for people to be able to set up businesses, to try new ideas, to be this exciting laboratory of ideas, and we create jobs and make London successful. And if you want to see a London of ambition, a London of opportunity, a London of enterprise, come with me on this exciting journey and make me more mayor of London. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great to have these hustings, and we've got many more ahead of us. And thank you for all of your questions. I'd make the point that it is enterprise that drives growth, and growth that can drive opportunity. And cities are huge engines of opportunity. And I believe that we need a mayor with a track record of delivery, someone who has been in government, and I've had 10 years of experience now in London government, understanding both the town hall and city hall. And having that track record is important. So you have someone, a candidate, when they promise something, can deliver. And I do have a very clear plan for London, which I believe gives Londoners hope. And one of those parts of that plan is to think about fares. We haven't touched on transport fares. But if we want to make London less expensive, a tax cut a mayor can deliver is to reduce fares by a little bit, so that some of those hard-working Londoners find just that little bit less expensive to live in this great engine of opportunity. And that's why I want to be your mayor. A plan for London, someone with a plan for London, and a plan which gives Londoners hope.
Thank you very much, Robin Lee. London, we left a few days ago, is the most Googled city on earth. The top three museums that are Googled most in the world are all here in London. It's not just about the financial services. In every field of human endeavor, London is the capital of the world. It is the greatest city on earth, but it can be even greater. With the right leadership, it will be the greenest, cleanest, most prosperous and dynamic city on earth for many years to come. I hope I will have the opportunity to provide that leadership. Thank you.
And I thought, on which map is London not? Everybody knows London. And just, sir, you went on about you're a foreigner. So if you instinctively stand on the right on an escalator, you're not a foreigner. You're a Londoner. And you've come to this city with dreams and ambitions. You come to this city because you want to achieve something. And you want a mayor who's not going to do it for going to lay down the structure to allow you to realise those dreams and those hopes. I am the kind of person who can do that. Born in a council house, fought my own way, set up my own business, got onto the local council, became leader of the assembly of the best city, leader of the Conservatives on the assembly of the best city on earth. If that isn't a realisation of the opportunities that can be realised, I don't. So with me,